This is D&D Encounters, Murder in Baldur's Gate, and this is the final stage. This is week 12. This is the grand finale. And we've got all the same party members. Can you guys just go around and tell me who you're playing? What do you got today?
Human monk.
Human monk.
Elf mage.
Human cleric.
Dwarven fighter.
Warforged fighter.
Carl the half-elf paladin.
Carl the half-elf paladin. Hero of the people. Okay. So in our last session, the characters found out about the public executions and managed to save hundreds of people from an unjust execution at the order on the orders of Raven Guard. Carl was able to warn the parliament of a pending explosion and managed to give the warning early enough that a lot of people managed to avoid death. Unfortunately, some people did die while the monk was heroically trying to stop them from blowing up the building, but you know, unfortunately, it still got blown up. Nobody will ever know what happened. except all of the player characters. Yeah, except all the players. But you assume that the monk fought a heroic death to stop the would-be blower-uppers from blowing up the parliament.
Without him, it probably would have gotten blown up anyways. So.
Yeah, it would have.
The criminals would have survived. So, in a way, he didn't.
Yeah. He gave his life to save so many others, as I'm sure Carl the Paladin is singing his praises. And
claiming, yeah, that was our party.
Okay, so. Hang on, let's just find this here. Over the next day, like after all this has happened,
you had a box of swords. Do you still have a box of swords?
It would have got brought back to thing on the cart.
I really would like to have
as you guys would have obviously asked questions and followed up. It turns out that there are now conflicting stories about the ordering of all these executions. Raven Guard swears that he did not request this. He explains that he and his sort of inner council, probably the senior staff, were discussing ways to improve authority, to bring order to the city, and it's now believed that it was one of his lieutenants overstepped his bounds in the name of Raven Guard to have these executions, which is why, from all the stories you've heard, nobody actually saw Raven Guard present at any of these. Public executions, and it's why you guys, after waiting for hours, never saw him show up. And that's what you've been hearing. Unfortunately, Raven Guard himself, you guys are unable to gain an audience with him. Either he's not available, or he's not wherever you guys are. Hold on, I just gotta make sure. Okay, in light of what's happened in the parliament, none of the actual members of parliament were killed. A couple were injured, but not enough that they are unable to perform their duties. So the city's leaders unite to issue a proclamation. They declare that the situation in Baldur's Gate has gone too far, and the power groups now understand that they must work out their differences politically and peacefully. The sumptuary laws and the law banning lower city and outer city residents from the upper city after three bells are relaxed, and rumor has it that a decree might be repealed altogether. Same with the martial law. Raven Guard has rescinded that for now. To help mend the city, the leaders pour resources into an upcoming Feast of the Moon, a three-day-long festival featuring costume merriment, entertainment, somber remembrances, and feasting. The grand event starts the following night when the moon is high in the sky. So it'll be all this crap happened, then the next day you find out we're having this big festival tomorrow night. The wide, transformed into a festival ground, is laden with tables of food, and patriarchs provide free of charge. The sight swirls with masks and costumes, minstrels and dancing, puppeteers and fireworks, and games of skill and chance. Opportunities abound for high-born and low-born citizens to mingle as equals, and for everyone to play the fool. After all that's transpired, residents and the adventurers are likely to be wary, but the festival proceeds as it should through the three nights. Okay, so the characters would have a chance to do some story development, character development. I'd like to fast forward through some of that, but I don't want to just gloss over it 100%. So, what do you think your characters would do in a couple of days? And then what do you think they would do as far as this festival? How do you think they would react, interact, go to it, not go to it? What would your characters want to do during this time? So, we'll finish with Carl. We'll start here. So, your new character shows up, and everyone says, well, you know, your brother did this, that, and the other thing, so he now knows all that stuff.
Yeah, but my character, they're all the same, and they're both the same, like, they're both greedy.
Okay. Yeah, they're all the same.
So I'll be like, oh, poor twin brother, so then I'm going to go eat some stuff, then take some of the food, because I'm just okay. It's free or whatever, if I can sell it for money.
So you're just going to go to the party and then try and figure out how you can make some money. Yeah. I got it. Okay. Wizard, what are you doing? Mage? Elven Mage, what are you doing? Just going to enjoy the party, or is there anything special you want to do during this time?
I don't think so.
She's just going to chill out and enjoy the party.
I'm going to get some more healing.
Yeah, assume the characters have healed up. Unfortunately, things like healing potions are not for sale at this point. The city's had so much damage that anyone who had healing potions has been donating them freely to the City Watch and to the City Guards to help administer to the people who need them. So they're unavailable for sale. Cleric?
I'd probably be restocking on like ammo and stuff.
Yep, no problem. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Whatever. Is there gambling at the festival?
Absolutely.
Can I do some gambling?
You would definitely do gambling. Yes. You probably win a few bucks during the course of the party. What would you be doing in these couple of days?
As far as everyone else is concerned, I've been acting really, really weird. Random bursts of rage and then suddenly breaking into really bad jokes and then suddenly doing something else that's just completely off.
His emotion chip is sort of out of line.
I guess that's what everyone else thinks. I'm the only one who actually knows what's kind of going on.
Oh, it's the Calamashan secret that we don't want to talk about?
This has nothing to do with what you think it does.
Okay.
It's mainly character development. And
sure.
Do you really care?
No.
Exactly.
Okay. Carl.
Oh, yeah. Well, I go to the festival and party and sing songs about praising my great monk friend.
Nice. Sorry, go on.
That's it.
Okay. During the festival, a number of the members of Parliament approach you, and they continue to thank you. They let you know that after the festival is over, they hope to see some significant changes between the power players in the city. And at that time, they are hopeful that you will once again accept their invitation to come and speak before the Parliament, because eventually they are going to have to pick another duke. And of course, none of them make any promises, but those that approach you, it's pretty clear that they would support such a nomination.
Alright.
Okay. Assume the characters are all at the thing. Actually, I should probably draw this out because this is going to be important. So. We'll need some of those dudes.
He left the place.
Yeah, just gonna make sure that I throw those out at the end. Okay. Let's use the light.
He didn't even like just walk away.
Should move stuff out of the way.
Yep, I need you guys to clear off this so we can use
open up. As he's walking away, the police is
like, I tried
to put his glasses on.
It's amazing that
I... Two enchanted sandwiches.
Hey, you still how did you get two enchanted sandwiches?
That's yours.
Yeah, those are the enchanted sandwiches that Garen made.
Okay.
Oh, that's Garen.
Oh, I still have some enchanted sandwiches.
Okay. So, I'm not going to draw specific details, but assume this is the party's taking place in the wide. It's a wide open marketplace, so just assume all the grids are there. There are stalls all over the place. What are you guys playing? I'm just going to find minis there.
I brought my mini.
It'd be really nice if you had a Warforged.
I have a bunch of Warforged.
Oh, sweet.
I was a really cool dwarf.
Here's the Warforged.
Yay!
Okay. Dwarf?
You're awesome. That was a really cool one.
Well, I got a bunch of dwarves. It's just
Find
them.
He looks awesome.
This was my character. Can I just take him out?
Yeah, that's the one.
That the one? Cool. Yep. Cleric?
Yeah.
Really? He reminds me of, I can't remember the name of the hero for
I'm going to give you Captain Yellow Cloak as a cleric. What were you playing? Wizard?
And then these three you all are conversing over here.
Hey man, what's up?
Okay. That's so short. No
yeah,
no,
he's a dwarf.
Okay, these are my two wizards. Which one do you
want? My voice just randomly stops me. Can only hear status.
That guy's got skulls on his cape. He's evil.
Giant two. Definitely evil. Yeah.
Power and Arby.
Everybody's got a mini?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. So, if you guys think you'd be together, leave your minis close together. If you think you'd be far apart, put your guys wherever.
We were conversing.
I assume there are stalls for food and games, and just then there's lots of people. It's just I just want to get an idea of where your characters would be because distance from each other, stuff will happen.
Me and him are gonna.
I'm gonna be like eating a sandwich.
These three guys are hanging out together. Carl, middle of nowhere.
Me with a monk.
Okay, so you guys are both. Okay, so. So you're at the festival. The festival is underway. You've been here a couple hours. It's a good time. Everybody, you know, there's a little bit of, oh man, a lot of bad stuff has happened, but let's have a good time and try and forget our troubles for a couple of days. So despite everyone's misgivings, the festival reaches its second evening without a hitch. Until now. Then, a missile sails into the wide and disintegrates in a shower of flaming shrapnel. Two more spheres burst within the shrieking crowd before anyone realizes these aren't fireworks. Someone is launching clay shells filled with alchemist fire from a trebuchet atop the Sea Tower of Baldarin. Fire spread rapidly and panic screams reach a crescendo when people discover that the gates leading to the lower city have been barred from the outside. Meanwhile, arsonists have turned the Black Dragon Gate, the only other way out of Upper City, into a roaring inferno. Each new missile lobbed into the crowd kills more innocents and adds its splattering flames to the growing conflagration. The characters can do nothing from Upper City to escape Upper City. They need to escape Upper City in order to reach the Sea Tower of Baldarin. Okay, so. Sorry, I thought we were going to need this. We're going to need this in a minute. So, in light of all of this, what do the characters want to do? Basically, you're trapped in Upper City.
Try and get people into the Undercellar at least, because it will be shielded from above. So even if they can't leave Upper City, they would at least be sort of hidden from the flames.
Okay. So where are you? It's these two characters?
Yeah.
Okay. So those three guys, they can discuss that plan. This guy's by himself. What is he going to do? He can't hear this plan, but...
Yeah, I'm over by the side, I guess. So the trebuchet is atop a tower.
Trebuchet's over here.
You guys over here. The fire went off. I was just sitting there.
There's a wall that goes through the middle of the city. It's blocked.
And then I was horrified because I'm just going to pick that back. Where would the weakest point in the wall be? 5 seconds.
The gates, which are definitely closed and barred.
Yeah. I'm going to head towards the gates.
Okay, you and everybody else.
This.
Clamoring towards the gates. Okay, these two guys?
I'm going to very forcefully and angrily head towards the gates.
What are you doing?
Is there anything was there any rock or any little piece that hit me for any... Nothing hit me?
Nope, you're fine.
Please. No, he's going to blow the place up again. No, he went
what are you
to
doing?
Blow up.
I'm... I'm trying to think of how to escape the city.
Do you guys think you're trying to find the rest of the party?
Yeah.
That would certainly make things simple. What's that?
In the chaos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andy next.
Right.
Yeah. I never played.
It's the newest one.
Yeah, we should find everyone else and like work together.
Yeah, okay.
So let's just assume for simplicity the party manages to find each other. These guys suggest using Underseller to get people out. And yeah, no problem. Give me a couple of diplomacy checks.
I didn't go with everyone else. I'm still head forward.
If you don't go with everyone else, you're not going to be able to participate.
Fine. I go with everyone else then.
Aha!
Eight.
Diplomacy?
No, rolling diplomacy?
Yes.
Oh! 18. What's that, charisma?
Oh,
cool. First pass.
18.
17. Okay, we got a couple of really high rolls, so the party is able to give, although Carl himself is, you know, maybe had a few too many drinks and he's not as glib as he often is, the party manages to convince a lot of people, and once people see that there's a safe haven in the Undercellar, they start streaming through there, and you guys realize that if you're going to get out of the city, Undercellar is definitely the fastest way for you to do it. Alternatively, you can try and climb over the walls or smash your way through, but you realize there's going to be a lot of people trying to do the same thing. Undercellar, you guys have been down there a number of times. You figure you can navigate it pretty quickly, pretty easily.
Undercellar.
Yeah.
Okay. So the.
Okay, just in case people are wondering, we're gonna do four drafts. One chaos draft and one empty triple on board feet. So, do you want in on either of those? Let me know.
Are we still in the Undercellar, or did we come out?
Assume that you'll eventually get out.
Are we at the sea tower?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We're in the sea tower.
Okay.
We made
it to the sea tower.
Final encounter.
That's more of a
random
catapult than a trebuchet, but
fireworks.
It's a right idea. Let's assume that there's a some sort of a. And then around the edge, there's like a battlement. So, like, if you were looking at it, it's like one of these things where around the edge. So, if you guys are getting, you know, if someone tries to push you over the edge, or if you're trying to get shot from over, you can hide behind it. So, okay. So, when you guys arrive at the. So, you guys come up from Undercellar, and you head over towards it, and, like, the shots keep going. It's like every couple of minutes, there's another shot. And, like, it's not stopping.
Actually, they would have a whole bunch of
comments. The battlement comment means that we can climb the outside. We can load up the catapult on that friend.
We can just go inside now.
Yep. Let's try knocking.
Okay, when you arrive, there are what you can tell are elite guards. These are not your typical flame fists. These are guys that are like the special forces. They're like highly trained, and they're absolutely 100% Raven Guard's guys. These are his personal, like he has to do adventuring himself. He brings these guys.
The SWAT team.
They're like the Secret Service for him. He's
SWAT
yeah.
Team.
They want,
yeah.
So if they're
at the main gate when you guys come, they're like nobody enters.
No, Raven Guard. Yeah. Okay, so
there's four of them.
We can take this.
Can we ask if they're aware of what's going on?
What is the meaning of this?
They're like Raven Guard is giving orders. Nobody gets through. End of story.
Okay, so where are they in relation to us and the tower?
So you guys.
That's not it. Four of us like.
So assume there's like a bridge of some sort.
Yeah.
And then.
Where I have my Mirari's way.
Probably like.
And of the mirrors call and things like said
Nacer.
My turn.
Let me get my little Captain Blue Capes.
With this deck, like I would just do
infinite.
You guys are on the bridge.
Just sort of in a big pile.
Yeah. We all tripped.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm magicking from the back.
Okay, so they just said nobody gets in. So I'm going to push you guys out of the way. And
you could be a little nicer about it.
Well, not in exactly
can you please
the
move
best
over?
Mood right now. So it looks like we're gonna have to let ourselves in. So
okay. So I need you guys to roll initiatives.
It's just
D20. D20 plus your dexterity modifier.
Oh, what the hell? It was going to be a 17.
Oh, I got a 17.
Okay, I got 4.
It was going to be a 17.
10. What's your dex modifier?
Oh,
plus 3. You're 13.
12.
Gaming really discontinuous.
I got a 10.
I've been getting ones and twos
okay.
and threes.
Who got better? Who got better than 7? Better than 7. Did anybody get 7 or lower?
I got. I have 8 then because I have plus 1 to dex.
So 7 or lower. Anybody? What'd you get? Okay. So it's going to be you 5 guys, then my dudes, and then you. Okay. So you guys, I don't care what order the rest of you go in. It's team heroes, except for the dwarf, then monsters, then back to team heroes.
Can I strike first?
It's saving the best for last.
Yeah, exactly. These guys should all have little colors on them, right?
Yeah.
Most of them do.
Yeah.
That one doesn't. I'm fine with the colors.
Can't you just go with no color?
You differentiate, yeah.
Yeah, no color.
Yeah, that's what I'm just going to call them. So, sorry, what are the colors? Green?
Green, pink, and blue.
And then one is just black, so we can
green, pink, blue.
And it's right. Colorless.
And we'll call black the one without.
Oh, they're in there.
Okay. So, who wants to go first?
May I?
It's clear that they have taken they are in a defensive posture. They've said, you know, that's it, no one passes, and you guys are still sort of making gestures as if you're heading toward. They are ready to defend this tower.
Yeah, so may I take the first hit?
Go.
Okay, so I'm going to walk over to pink here.
Sorry, let me just double. So this is a bridge, and this would be water.
Like you guys,
how high up is the bridge, and can you get
only about 10 feet from the water? It would take 2 rounds. Once if you got popped in the drink, it would take 2 rounds to come back out, and you come back out on the other side.
Okay, so does he have like? Is he just in complete armor, or does he have like some form of cloth?
They are
cloak or something.
They have scale mail and shields.
Okay. So I would assume in defensive formation he would be holding his shield out in front of him.
Yeah, they would definitely have the swords out and the shields up.
Okay, so can I try for a strength check to try and pull the shield away towards the water right in front of him?
You want to try and take the shield away from him?
Rip the shield out of his hand and pull it towards the water.
Okay, you need to get into an adjacent square.
Oh. Yeah, so I was there.
Just here. Okay.
Yeah,
so give me an attack roll.
13 plus 3, 16.
16 is not going to be enough.
Do I do anything to him?
Nope. You try, he manages to pull back the shield so you can't get a thing on it.
Do they look like they have any soft spot, like the face or...
16
okay. Who's next? These are the elite cards. Go. What
do they have any, like, is it just plate armor? Do they have, like, an open face?
Yeah, no, they've got open areas.
Yeah, I'm going to try to hit one.
I mean, armor class is armor class. It's the same number wherever you want to hit them. Okay. Which guy are you attacking?
Same one.
Pink man?
Pink man.
Okay.
12. 16.
16 will hit.
Just
however, before you do damage to him, this guy gets a free slash at you.
What?
For attacking his friend.
Oh.
He rolls a 21. Does 11 points of damage. And it knocks you prone. Okay, so score your 11 points. And then roll your damage.
Can I use this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I, as an immediate interrupt, fire riposte?
Nope, you can't do an interrupt on your own turn. Anyway, score your damage and roll your dice. We got TikTok. We gotta get this done.
Minus.
Okay, so roll your damage. And whoever's gonna be next, get ready. Watch out, you're knocking the whole map all over the place here, bud.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, draft number 4 is complete.
Okay, so 3 points of damage. And I need my pencil. Didn't you guys have pencils a minute ago? Color user.
I have pencils.
Ryan!
Okay.
Second attack.
One of the best rolls I've had today.
Second attack is
13.
Sorry, why are you getting a second attack?
Because I get 2 punches.
But you didn't say you were doing that.
What do you mean? I
you said you were going to punch him. You didn't say you were using Flurry of Blows.
Flurry of Blows is 3. Normal is 2.
Okay. So you missed. You rolled a 4.
Do you want to 12.
Okay. Who's next? Team Heroes.
I fire my crossbow at blue.
Which guy are you?
I'm this guy. I'll do it for you.
Okay. Sorry, at which guy are you shooting at? Yeah, go ahead.
I'll do it for you.
I don't hit. That hits.
Blue. I think crossbow is 1d6 plus dex.
Yes.
I don't know what great weapon fighting is. I rolled
that's,
a 6.
That's just a two-handed sword.
What'd you roll, 2?
Not quite sure what the bonus is.
Okay, plus your mod?
2 decks.
8? And that was a blue guy?
Okay. Is a mace two-handed?
Who has a grind mace? Wizard, what are you doing?
Of course I don't have two-handed weapons.
Okay.
I mean, why would
which
I?
Which guy?
I've only been wanting to have like a sword or something
okay,
for a long
time. Okay, how much damage does it do? You don't need to roll this. How much damage does it do?
It deals 1d4 plus 1.
Okay, how many times? Okay, roll them up, and then Carl, you're gonna be next. Go ahead. Those are D6s, buddy.
Oh,
yep.
Here, you should just move all those out. You're gonna need them all night here. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm gonna cast Divine Favor.
Okay, what is that gonna do? Just help you?
It helps me, but when I do damage, I do an extra D8.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna go up and fleck.
He does 225.
Okay, so 9 altogether on which guy? The pink guy?
6, 9 damage together.
Okay.
What second right. win?
So you don't. It's a healing power. Okay, so you you do your divine. What's it called?
Divine favor. Yeah.
And then do you get to your full complement of actions as well?
Yeah. Divine favor is a swift one.
Yeah, okay.
So I get over here.
Okay.
This guy.
Okay, roll it up. Ooh, not
7.
So okay, unfortunately that's going to be a miss. Okay, team bad guys.
Oh, well, I've got a bunch of guys flanking me, so I'm safe.
I'm just
okay.
I've got some meat shields.
This guy uses his crossbow to shoot at the wizard.
Oh yeah, you're the safest.
I thought they only had swords.
Okay, drop 3, you're ready!
He rolls a 19 versus your armor class.
Yeah, okay.
Which will definitely hit you. 7 points of damage.
George versus Eric. 7 points. You're right, you split, and neither of you care about the points, right?
Okay.
I'm level 3, right?
Yeah, the armor class won't change. It's going to all hit. These three guys just attacked the three guys in front of them. So, we'll start with a guy on Carl. 11, miss. We'll go against the monk. That's going to be 15 versus armor class.
15 versus
bonus.
How much damage
is it? 11. 16. So that missed. And this guy attacks here and misses. So they all miss. But they are blocking quite nicely. Okay. Whoops. Storm Fighter and then the rest of Team Heroes.
It's a level 3.
I'm going to do that.
Where do I put the proficiency bonus?
Okay. I was going to say, yeah, you want to get a better line of sight? Go for it.
Get proficiency bonus.
Yeah, I'm supposed to gain plus 2 in proficiency bonus and martial pass.
It's going to take me a
little longer. 16 hits. 16 hits, yes.
Plus? That's in your attack.
Okay.
7 plus 1 bonus.
8 damage on this guy?
Close, right. 16.
Okay. So, let's go around the
table. Less, because I can use wait, that means when I attacked, I should have had a plus 2.
I think that's it.
Okay. Is it a swift action to do that? Or
it's one action.
Okay.
Yeah, so
what does that do?
16, I should have had a 17.
It gives it 1d4 to any attack or save roll in my
okay, make sure that you help the party, because they're going
to
forget.
No, you
guys.
Sorry.
These guys are killing.
You two want to do M14 or Ryan?
While he's figuring that out, what are you doing? You probably want to stand up.
I'll do chaos, sure.
Okay. The blue guy and the pink guy have taken the most damage.
Wait, did I just miss my turn?
No, we're going around.
Oh.
I'm going
okay,
to
focus blue and pink.
Because I know
doing?
Exactly what I'm going to do.
Okay, so fire on. Go ahead on Mr. Pink.
And roll a d4 because you get that out.
Crit.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be more than enough. We don't even have to waste time with it. Boom. Do you want to kill him or just knock him unconscious?
Kill him.
Knock him out.
Knock him out.
He's an officer doing his job, so he's unconscious. Not dead. Okay.
Don't kill anybody, Carl.
You have flurry blows. You can attack one of these two guys.
I know.
This guy?
Black.
Okay.
Everybody focus black. Okay, 11 plus 4.
Nope, not enough. And Flurry of Blows gives you 2, right?
No, it gives me 3.
Okay, so 1 more.
Alternatively, we could get the
Irish judge during
the fish. 16. 16 hits. Roll up the damage.
Okay,
so
Warforged Man, what are you doing?
Okay, so I'm going to quickly hop over that corner and...
It'll provoke an attack from this guy. You'll get a free swing as you leave.
Attack humans.
Yeah, just
do you have a range weapon?
I do not. Would there be any way of getting across without being closer?
You can
do nothing but move, not make any attacks, and you could go over there without getting hit.
Well, I have an extra action surge.
Okay, I don't know what that is, but...
He gets an extra action on his turn.
How often?
I do believe that...
Once per he gets an extra action.
Okay, so you want to use that now?
Yeah, I want to get over here and kick him into the...
Okay, so using your action surge, you'll be able to get the attack off. Go ahead, roll it up. Roll it up. Come on, TikTok. We want to try and get through this quickly.
Chris, roll a d4.
Oh, come on. Add your modifier.
My modifier should be plus 2 to proficiency and strength, so that would be plus 5.
So it gives you a total of?
9 plus 5 is 14.
14 is not enough. Carl?
You can roll a d4.
What's that?
You can add the d4.
Add the d4. Roll a d4. That's enough. Roll the damage.
D6.
Wait,
is it
using a battle axe?
I'm using a mace.
Mace is a D6 or D8, I'm not sure.
It's a
D6. D6, roll it up. What's your strength mod?
Plus 3. So 6.
That's
is that
enough
force to push him over?
You want to push him in the water? No problem.
Okay.
He's off.
Hopefully he doesn't drown. But.
No. Okay. Carl.
Oh, Mr. Green's in front of me, so I'm going to stab him.
I'm going to look back.
Oh, critical hit! Okay, green is fresh. Let's see if you can do this.
So that's D8 for the weapon.
And then an extra D8 for the crit.
And then another D8 for Divine Favor.
Nice.
Wait, I want to do this great.
Yep. You have it in you to take him out. Plus your strength mod. Oh man, look at those numbers. 8, 8, 16, 4, 20, 23. Yep, more than he had 19 hit points. Dead or unconscious?
Unconscious.
Carl brings the heat when he needs it. Boom! One hit takes him out. Okay. Did you go already?
No, I'm after Team Bad Man.
Right, okay, so last guy. He's like, he's kind of freaking out, but he's clearly sees that you are a big threat here. So he attacks you. And he rolls a natural 1. Insult to injury.
He accidentally hits himself.
I'm not going to waste time rolling it up. 6 of you are easily able to take him out and able to get in. No problem. Went inside. The guys inside are much lower level. They recognize Carl, and they recognize you guys are Flaming Fist. They see that you came through, so they obviously think you have permission, because they have no reason to believe that you would have attacked the guards, so they don't even stop you. You're able to get all the way in and all the way through top speed. So the party plows out on the roof. Okay, let me just read the description, and then you guys can put your guys up there.
You should wait for him to read
the description. On the roof of the sea tower, the heroes confront Ravengard. He has transformed into...
I told you.
You guys immediately recognize it as a... It looks like the demon that assassinated the Duke in the first week. And you recognize... You can feel the evil deity, the forces of an evil deity just streaming and oozing off of him. The good gods that you worship, it's like, it hurts you to look at him. This guy is so evil. Evil is spewing from him. He is called the Chosen of Baal. And he has transformed, he is now, has the essence of the god of murder in him, which is why he's been trying to kill all these people.
I'm not entirely sure if I could sense that.
Oh, not these you, because they're
in the
is this supposed to be scary?
Okay, so.
You didn't mention, so you guys, is the trebuchet
it's still
loaded
yes.
right now?
Yes. These four guys are using the trebuchet.
And they haven't noticed the demon? Really
oh no, he's got them all possessed. They're all doing his stuff. Hold on, four guys doing that.
No, that's so good.
Well, I know what I'm doing.
Throwing the coffin.
Actually, I'm going to turn the trebuchet and try and hit him with it.
All right.
Point blank.
So,
I feel like that would hurt all of us.
Let me just get his stats out, and then we'll roll a new initiative.
It's worth it.
What's that?
Yes, they definitely are.
Yeah, so, quickly, what do you think? I'm going after the trebuchet. Who's with me? And who's going after him?
I'm after him.
Okay, so us two are going straight
for
the trebuchet.
Okay, I need
fire at him.
Regardless, we should still stop them from firing off the trebuchet because the less it fires, the less fatality.
Okay, roll initiatives, please. New initiatives. Everyone roll it up.
Awesome.
14.
13.
17.
Okay.
Natural 1.
Did anybody get 17 or higher? What did you get?
I got 17.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
So 14. My guys are all going to go before you because they rolled amazing on their initiatives. So, everybody, you've come up the stairs. Place yourselves sort of on the immediate first area of the room. Actually, he's probably not watching the door. So let's assume he's over here sort of watching his handiwork and shooting in that direction.
Guys, first thing we need to do is to push all
this guy doing?
Is this part of the tower?
It's like the stairs come up there, and so it's like a room.
So there is a wall there. It's like you couldn't shoot through it.
Correct.
Okay. So
and assume that it's got. Although here. I drew it as a square, imagine. Well, let's just say that it's got a circular roof, so you can't actually go on the roof.
Okay.
It comes to a point. Okay. So everybody's good there? Okay. These guys actually won the initiative. They don't stop doing what they're doing. They pay no attention to you. They keep shooting.
That's their turn.
They keep doing that until he tells them not to. He goes after them because they rolled amazing on their initiative. So now he goes. He senses you. And he still looks like Raven Guard, but it's sort of weird. Like he's got the Raven Guard's armor and stuff. It's all been like expanded. Well, no, but he's like supposed to be demonic looking, so that's why I had like this war devil. So, he's, rawr! And
he's holding the spear,
but he can fly though. He does have the wings. So
that was a perfect time for you to say something really, really fancy.
The one-liner.
He comes over.
What's that?
He had a one-liner.
Would we be fast enough to turn around and see him as he flies behind us?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Imagine he
okay, which one of these guys
out.
Is Carl? It doesn't matter what direction he's facing. Okay, so he's going to swing at Carl. And he's got a reach.
He's got a special hatred for Carl.
So there isn't enough.
These two guys. He's
going to
swing at these two guys. So Carl's first. He's like, he yells insults at you. He's like, how dare you? And he's like, slashes out at you with his big bad claws. And misses horribly. He slashes out at the... And misses horribly. Wow, his number is 12 on a class?
No, way higher.
No. So he's... And he's like in a rage when he sees you guys come up. And he goes, there's two claws attacks. And, sorry, let me just make sure that's all he can do. Yes. Okay. Okay. Team Heroes. And then he yells to the guards. And he's like, stop that. And he's like, you know, guards, to me. And so the guards, they're aware of what's going on, but they knew not to stop until he told them to. Okay, Team Heroes, we'll just go around the table. We'll start with Carl.
Alright, I cast Shield of Faith on myself.
Okay, this is a new encounter. So you had something that happened for the end of the encounter, it's done.
Alright.
Unless it specifically lasts by time. It has not been 10 minutes.
Alright, well then, Divine Favor lasts for 10 minutes.
So it's still up.
Shield of Faith gives me a +1, and that's a swift action.
Okay.
And then I attack Raven Guard.
Yeah. He can attack from one square away. You guys to do melee obviously need to be right next to him. Yeah.
14.
You can add a d4.
Why?
Bless.
Because he's got the bless going on still.
Okay, cool. 14 plus 3 is 17.
17 hits.
I forgot where I put my other D8.
Is he a
not anymore. No, he would. Yeah.
16 damage.
16?
He's sorting.
No, he's a humanoid.
Yeah, he's still humanoid. Okay, Warforged.
I'm going to charge this guy.
You have
here.
A power called charge?
I don't mean actually charge, but I mean okay. I'm going to run
step
at
step in and give him a big old swing. Go for it.
I would have just pushed him over the edge. Nope.
9 plus... No, duh. 3 plus 2 proficiency.
So that's not going to be enough.
Enemy 4.
No, that might be. Give me a number.
17.
17 will hit.
Okay.
Roll the damage.
Okay.
One.
What color is that guy?
You bonk him with your...
Okay. Dwarf.
Curious. Does it matter if my extra damage deals radiant damage?
No.
Right. Can I get to this guy and attack him on the same turn? This is
literally the best part of the battle. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to do that then. With my... Wait, no.
Just knock them off. Why not the demon?
Well, that would kill them, wouldn't it?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yep. Okay.
Who cares if it kills them?
Cleric, you're going to be next. We want to do this quick, so when you see your turn, 4 damage. Okay, that's the blue guy, so he's a cleric. Cleric!
I'm going to step over here and fire on Ravengard, because I figure the other guys will start fighting once
yep.
we take him ahead. I'll just shoot my crossbow at him. 13 plus my d4.
That'll do it.
16.
Yeah, 16. You need 16s to hit all the bad guys.
Okay. I rolled another 6,
nice.
And it's 2. So 8 damage.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Wizard?
Can I try to charm the guy?
If you have the spell, sure. What does it do?
It's two
wait. It makes make a wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom saving throw?
It has an advantage.
I rolled an 18, so I'm going to make it. Okay, do you want to move?
Yeah. I think
actually, give me a wisdom check, please.
And then it sealed, it had like... That's not right. No, it was way more than 6.
You hear a whole bunch of guys coming up the stairs.
Can I freeze the door and then walk away?
Freeze the door how?
Like with Frost.
You've already taken an action.
Next.
Okay, do you want to stay there or do you want to move?
Somewhere over here.
Okay, well, as you come through here, this guy's going to free swing at you. You still want to move that far? If you stop right there, you'll be good. Okay, what are you doing? So if you move away, that guy will get a free swing. As long as you stay next to him, you can move around him. You just can't move away from him. All those blue guys are going next.
Okay, I'm going to go here, so okay. I have a bit of a better
still next
shot.
One, no problem, yeah. What are you doing?
I'm going to shoot him with my crossbow.
Okay. Plus your d4.
17. Yes.
Unfortunately, it's not enough.
17 isn't enough?
No. Nope. You gotta shoot past your friend and past this corner.
Is the trebuchet loaded right now?
Odds
like,
yes,
have they
Evans,
fired
no.
it yet?
Odds yes, it's open. So one guy will take his action to fire it off.
He gets a free swing at me. I'm just going to shoot this way instead.
Okay. That'll totally hit. So they do a D10 plus 3. 6 damage.
6 damage, okay. Yeah. 11.
I think the word you're looking for is please.
Why didn't I think of trying to take something out of the trebuchet and throwing it at him?
I'm
I mean, they are explosives. So, Carl, if I do that, you might want to get out of there.
Yeah, I shot him.
Yeah.
Very quick.
I missed.
You missed.
I missed.
Okay, these guys go.
Oh.
This guy takes his action to fire a trebuchet. This guy will step in and attack the wizard. Here and here. So we'll start with the wizard. Wizard! 19 versus armor class. 8 points damage.
Since I'm right next to him, can I try?
Are you still standing?
No.
So you're falling down. I'm so hurt. This guy attacks a Warforged. Misses horribly. This guy attacks the dwarf. Misses horribly. And that guy fired trebuchet. They're good.
More people to come. The death is to come.
Who are you?
Wait, are you dying? With one thing?
Okay. Carl, he tries to bite you. 17 for armor class.
Man.
Tries to bite you again. 20.
That hits.
Okay. This is bad news. You need to make a saving throw after I roll up this damage.
Okay.
So it does 12 damage. Piercing, if that matters, and you need to make a constitution saving throw.
I can save you if I
Eight.
Okay. You are stunned. At the start of your turn, you can make a saving throw to overcome it.
Okay.
But while you're stunned, you're basically frozen in place. That allows him to fly back to there.
Okay.
Below zero. Zero or lower?
He is below zero.
Yeah, so on his turn, we'll come back to it. Okay. Carl, take it from. Start your turn. Okay, so you shrug it off. You're good to go. What do you want to do?
Where's Raven?
Wizard is unconscious. You can now hear there's guys coming up. You figure next round, more guys will be here.
Can I, like, close the staircase?
You can.
Why don't you take a...
Does the monk go before me?
Yeah, we're just going around.
Okay, so...
No, you're going to go before he does.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, I go to the staircase and see if I can, like, lock it.
You figure as long as you're standing there, you can use your action to hold the door. No one's coming through. But you can't fight. You basically would have to use all your energy to hold the door.
It sounds like a whole bunch of people are coming, so that might be worth it.
Give me a wisdom check to see if you can get an idea of how many people. You hear 17. Two. Two will definitely be here next round, but you hear there are more. Basically, through the course of combat, more guys will join. Two are coming next round.
I hold on to the door.
Okay. Do you have healing magic that you might be able to use on that guy?
I can if he doesn't.
It would have to be a swift action, though.
If he doesn't,
I don't know if they are swift action.
Okay, we'll come back. Look it up. Four force.
How unstable is the ammunition?
They're very stable.
They're very stable.
Yes.
Oh. Because if they're randomly
like cannonballs,
exploding.
No, when they hit, they explode.
Really? Because
oh, no, wait. No, that's not what the description said. Right?
Yeah, they just explode in the air. They seem extremely...
Yeah, they must have to light them before they explode.
What are the odds of if I were to lob my mace at them, they'd explode?
No, you need an open fire source. You light them, then fire them.
Do I still have a torch on me?
Not lit, but yes. You'd have a flint steel. You'd have to... You could take it out and try and light it. It would take some time, though.
Yeah, so if that would take one of my actions, I'm going to try and light the torch, then use my second surge and lob it.
It will require one action to pull out a flint and steel, one action to pull out a torch, and one action to light them.
You're kidding.
No, you got 6 seconds.
That's your whole turn.
Yeah, it'd be more than your whole turn.
Okay, then
you can basically get them both out this time and be ready for next time.
Swift actions?
What's that?
Is it swift action? So when he needs to use it?
That's true. Drawing them out would be a swift action, and then lighting it would be a regular action.
Yeah, so if I take them out, light it, then throw it, that would take both my regular surge and my extra surge.
That could work. Yeah, go for it.
The problem is, I'm pretty sure the monk is close enough of which it would do damage to him, but it'll also do...
It doesn't matter.
You sure?
Roll it up.
Yeah, it
okay.
Has, like...
What's the one card you
can use? It's, like, 6 left.
Actually got it. Okay.
11.
Ooh.
An actual high roll?
Roll a d8.
What is that?
Okay, so it sort of lands on this side. I assume that these 9 squares are all there. I'm going to give them a saving throw, but not very well. Okay, so some of those will explode. Kaboom. Let's see. They will. These guys will need saving throws to dodge out of the way. Nope. You need a dexterity saving throw.
Come on.
Nope.
Aww.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You guys, all these characters take 7 points of damage and are not prone.
What about him?
He's immune to the fire. He's immune to the fire. It doesn't hurt him.
Even shrapnel?
What's your name?
Yep, it's fire based. Seven. Sean. Sorry, wrong one.
I thought that would be like piercing.
What colors are these guys?
Green and. Well, at least it did some damage.
Yep. Not bad.
And now they can't really fire the trebuchet because there's no one to load it.
Well, they're not dead. They're just not prone. Okay, no, it's your turn.
Yeah, but for their next turn, they're going to have to use their surge to get up, right?
Oh, right.
Let's move action, stand up.
Yeah, I know, I'm saving units.
I'm going to use action surge to take two actions, and I'm going to slap this guy with a bad luck twice.
Okay.
Well, do you know how long?
About 10 minutes.
13 plus 2.
You have 3 or 4. Done. Hits.
I can't believe I actually managed to pull that off to some extent.
You were due.
That was at least some good.
5 damage and then...
Do you know what? That guy would have taken half damage from the shrapnel.
5 damage for the second one.
Yeah.
Does 6 damage.
6, sorry, to the same guy again?
11 damage to this one.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I damaged him last round.
No, he didn't take any. They all have some damage now, though. Okay.
With my turn, I'm going to... Actually, this is exactly how far I can go. I'm going to use my Spare the Dying on our dying friend here.
Okay. What does that do for him?
It gets him back to 1 hit point.
Okay.
So he's not dying
So he's
anymore.
Awake. Good.
And then I can use Cure Wounds. Which is my one action for it, and I can give him 2d8 plus 2 hit points.
Nice. So roll it up. Okay, so Wizard, you're up. What are you doing?
I gave him 4 hit points.
Jeez.
Plus the 1, so he's at 5 hit points. Okay.
I thought that the average.
What are you doing? Come on.
He rolled 2 ones. But
two ones, and I got a 2 plus.
I'm going to stand up.
Yeah.
And can I cast
that guy's down. You can
yes,
totally
which one would you like?
Freeze the door.
No, freeze the guy on the ground.
Yeah, you try freezing the door. It's closed now.
I didn't know what else. Oh.
If Carl wants action.
Or you can shoot the monsters. It's up to you. Do you know what you're going to do? You're coming up next.
Yes, I know. Let them go.
Okay, so what are you going to do? I assume you're going to stand up?
Yeah, I'm going to stand up.
Good call.
And that was my move action.
Yep.
Oh, well, I'm going to use Flurry of Blows.
Yes, good
That's
call.
That's another key point.
Yep.
Key point. So I have one more key point left. First
four,
one misses.
Not going to be enough, even with the extra 3/4. That might. Do the math.
8 plus...
8 and 4 is 12 plus... Roll that. That fell. Roll it again. 12 plus. You need a 4. You got a 1. Okay, so that missed. And with your third one, there you go. That
hit. That hit.
Yep. Roll up the damage. So it's 1d6.
Plus 4.
3.
7. 7 damage.
And that is the big guy. Okay. Excellent. Wizard, what are you doing?
Can I try charming one of these guys?
Absolutely. Which one?
That one.
Do I know which one?
The black one's taking a lot of
damage. They've all taken about the same amount of damage.
Pick the blue one.
This one.
Okay.
Yeah,
so I need to make a saving throw?
Yeah.
Probably not. No, I failed. What happens to me?
He's charmed.
So what does that do?
I have no idea.
Because it's his turn now. Can you guys look it up? Find out what charm does while I have the rest of them do their thing.
He regards us as friendly acquaintances.
Okay.
I guess he wouldn't attack.
What's the
spell?
Well,
actually, you probably would assume
charmed
that
anyway. Person?
Okay, so he probably...
Actually, this guy just crawls.
Like humanoid, must make wisdom saving throw, and just...
He stands and moves, does a chill move. Okay.
Wait, how does he do several moves?
He doesn't do any attacks, he just moves.
It gets advantage to its saving throw if people are attacking it.
Who is this?
Me.
That's going to hit you. I rolled an 18. Who's this?
Oh,
I rolled an 18 plus my 5, so I'm over 20.
Well, the charmed creature goes to as a friendly acquaintance.
Is there any other mechanical benefit?
No.
I mean,
I'm not saving
there,
you if you go down again.
Doesn't say anything.
I'm saving my
you can't control it. Just like, I'm
okay. The next guy.
Let's be friends.
No, I only get 4.
Okay, Mr. Dwarf, you take 8 points of damage.
Because so far I've taken no
damage. Your charm person is not going to do anything. He's still going to fight you. So do you want to do something else?
Yeah,
charm person just makes him friendly if you need to convince him to give you information or let you sneak past the door.
Shit.
Anyway, he's going to attack the Warforged and crit.
Yeah.
This could be bad for you. Plus 3, 11, 14 damage. It's enough to knock you prone. If he does 9 or more, you're prone. Are you still conscious?
Definitely. I've got 23 in HP.
You've lost 14 now. So.
Yeah, so... I've gone from 23. Okay.
This guy
to
tries to bite.
I feel like we're going to
16 armor class on you?
I've got 16. Oh.
Okay, roll a saving throw, constitution.
I'm at 9.
Constitution. I'm at 5.
You're good.
Yeah.
He tries again. Sorry, you got hit on that first one, right? You may fall down, so he may do that to someone else. 11, 13 damage. Are you still standing?
I'm dead. I'm
unconscious? Falls down. Okay.
You're unconscious?
Yep.
Well, unfortunately, there's no one
Carl
else close
enough. Have to heal him.
Okay, Carl.
Carl's holding the door.
Yeah, I can.
Oh, yeah, I'm holding the door.
Carl, do you
yeah,
have,
and the guys are on the other side of the door pounding. They go on the same turn as the blue guys. So on the blue guys' turn, they were fighting, and they're
Carl,
guys.
Do you have Save the Dying?
No.
No? Okay.
Then. Let's see.
The monk's brother is unfortunate.
You guys are
he's looking
to
pretty hurt.
He's looking
like
okay.
Call to
everybody.
Get
Carl scored a huge hit on him in the first round.
Concentrate like your efforts on the big dude.
Fortunately for me,
like
my
I
monk
can get
has 17
to him.
Twins.
Fortunately for me, I've got second wind. So
Carl, can you run around? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. What's your speed?
25 right now.
So that's 5, 10, yeah, no, you'd still want to go to there. You'd have to go around through this way, which would draw opportunity attacks for sure.
Well, I could get his attention at least. If I get around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
wait,
definitely.
Who are you? You're this guy?
Yeah.
You guys are blocking me. The only place I can go.
So I can use like my whole turn to go.
Yeah, you can do two moves and bring you within one.
Then I'll
finish in either of those two squares.
I think you
well, here's reach, so I'm not that stupid.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
And then I yell at Raven Guard.
Yeah, taunt him. Oh, you suck. You'll never be Duke. Okay. Warforge, I assume you can stand up?
First, how heavy is the thing there?
Oh, it is incredibly heavy.
No. Okay, so I'm going to forget about what I just thought about. And,
break off the head and throw it off.
Okay, so I should probably stand up and use second wind.
Okay. Dwarf fighter?
What about second wind?
Walking away with
Look it up. Do whatever it does. It's a healing call, right?
Opportunity if I walk away.
As long as you stay adjacent to him, you're good.
Hmm?
So if you wanted to come over to
if
here,
I went
you could.
There and
that's
chucked
fine.
A throwing hammer.
That's fine.
Would,
yep, no
okay,
problem.
Okay, throwing hammer.
Oh, second.
Cleric, you're doing next. Oh, it was on the 20 and it rolled off. Okay, good try, but it unfortunately missed. Cleric.
Oh, come on! To here and fire my crossbow at him again, but
okay.
I think he has cover because there's
yeah, there's
in
stuff
way.
In the way, so it's a little bit harder. Go ahead, right. Roll it up. You might still roll a 20. Ooh, 14
yeah. Plus my
yeah.
2, 16,
yeah.
I mean,
oh,
okay.
That does it. Roll for damage.
1d6. 6 damage. I gain 6 HP.
Okay.
So
wizard.
From 9 up to
I'm going to shoot.
15. Hold the door.
Corner case.
Yeah, nobody's holding the door. It's nobody is holding it when the blue guy's turn comes. The new guys are coming right out.
Does he get an opportunity attack if I move?
I think so.
No, if you just move, you're fine.
I think that's the
okay, can I move and hold the door?
Yes.
Then that's what I'm
doing. So, yeah. Okay, so you do your strategic pull and you just put yourself in front of the door so no one can come through. I love it. What are you doing? You're unconscious. Roll a death save.
Nope.
Not enough. Still unconscious. Okay. Blue guys. Bam, pow, 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 pow. They're trying to get out. They can't. Okay. They're going to swarm the dwarf here until he falls down. So that guy will go first. Rolls a 1. This guy will go next. Rolls a 16 plus 5. 21. Can you take this hit? 10 damage.
Yeah, I can.
Okay. Last guy. Hang on, is it 19 or 18? 19.
That's exactly my armor class.
5 damage.
Okay.
Still standing?
Yep.
Ho-ho! Took him like a boss. That guy attacks a Warforge. 22. So 9 points damage. 9 points will knock you prone again. Still conscious?
That pretty much undoes and puts me at 6. So what do I need to be unconscious?
0.
Okay, yeah. This is really aggravating.
Okay.
First my dice
Carl.
Are bad, now my enemy's dice are better.
He tries to claw you.
1d8 plus 2 hit points.
And misses. He tries to bite you.
I can do that and still attack.
Misses. Oh my god. He's so enraged, he's like acting out of the emotions are driving his force. He's like, I'll murder you, I'll murder you.
And
you're like...
Okay,
Carl, you've got it in you to kill him.
Sweet. Yeah,
hit him though. That's the hardest part.
Should be that hard.
Oh, 18. This could do it. 18 is awesome. 18 is enough. Stabs him with the sword.
Oh, he's like so sick.
Nice.
15 damage.
Yeah, Carl. 15.
Awesome. And it's yep. Carl that kills him.
Of course,
him,
it's Carl that kills him. Yep, that's enough. He only had 8 hit points left. So, you stab him. Oh, he screams out. It's like, it looks like there's like this, it looks like an explosion. It's not an explosion. It's like, as the evil essence sort of like tries to like escape, and his body shrinks back down. And then like your sword is still in him as he shrinks around the sword. And then he has this look on his eyes like, what'd you do? And then he falls down and he dies. And there's like this spectacular. Yeah, these guys, all of a sudden, it's like they were in a hypnotic state and they come to, but like you guys are in the middle of fighting and it's like ching 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 and they're like, what's happening? They're still like actively defending, but it's abundantly clear that they've seen the light. So there's a good chance that you can convince them to stop fighting.
Do I still have that?
Ravengard
is dead.
Please, somebody get me a mechanic.
The essence of evil that's in him, when it leaves his body, it takes his soul with him.
Okay, so I can't use my spare to die.
No, he is definitely dead.
So this guy's pretty much looming over me.
Yeah, he was like, and then all of a sudden he's like, oh. Like you can tell right away his posture has changed. He's defending himself, but he's not wide open. Like, hey, give me, bro.
I wouldn't think he's defending because he was about to, you know, kill me. He's on the offense.
No, he immediately stopped when Ravengard died. So that's what I mean. You can absolutely see a change in his demeanor. He's still protecting himself, but he is no longer on the offensive.
So can I say a little help here? And just raise out my hand?
Yep. And he drops his sword and extends his hand and helps you stand up.
So, and with the rest of my turn, I'm just going to
hit him while he's unarmed.
No, I'd be more like, you have no idea what just happened. Now please, get me to a mechanic.
Gordon Fighter, what are you doing? So again, these guys are all surrounding you. But you're fairly certain that they're...
Can I just be like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, okay. So, I just want to know what you're going to swing at. So as long as nobody attacks them, they don't attack you. The guys pounding on this door stop pounding on the door. And in the aftermath, you guys are able to... There's a little epilogue here. Okay.
Can I use my turn to save him?
Yes, you're able to save the heroes. Nobody dies at this point. You only died once. So in light of what's happened, the soldiers that were loyal to Ravengard were like under his possession. They immediately come to. They are very remorseful of what they've done, and it's clear that they weren't acting in their clear mind. You're able to take control of the tower, and obviously the trebuchet stops shooting. And then over the course of the next few hours, things start to calm down. So in the aftermath, when the Chosen of Baal is dead, offering at least one cause for celebration amidst the mourning and loss, Baldur's Gate now faces a crossroad, and the hero's decision point in the city will be one of two directions. Since the characters have won influence, they now have the opportunity to become storied heroes of Baldur's Gate. The people of Baldur's Gate aren't about to elect them as dukes, in this case they might, but those in power, whoever remains, right, be it Silver Shield, Ravengard, or Rial of the Guild, plus the surviving dukes, peers, patriarchs, high-ranking watch and fist officers, other civic and religious leaders, pay great heed to anything the destroyers of Ball's Chosen have to say. The characters accept the hearty handshakes and thankful, tearful thanks, and then depart Baldur's Gate, enters a period of renewed strife as factions seek to pin blame on one another for profit and hard feelings. The heroes actively set up an urge to residents to shake hands and work together to rebuild the city. The citizens comply. Destroyed buildings are replaced with sturdier, more modern structures. Chastened by the horrors of recent events, the Parliament appears, elects a new duke. Now the Council of Four begins discussion about how more equitably governed Baldur's Gate. So I think in light of what's happened, they would absolutely elect Carl the Duke. It would be yours to turn down. Do you think the character would take the position, or do you think he would turn it down?
I think he'd take it.
I think he'd take it, too. So Carl becomes the new Duke, and the characters are all offered positions in Carl's cabinet, military or advisory, depending on their expertise. And there is much rejoicing.